I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, Anthony, you're saying I have to go now immediately to this caller?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going immediately to the caller. Caller, identify yourself.
I don't know if you know me very well. I am pretty much your female clone, but my name's Olivia.
Oh.
I'm your daughter. I love
so this
you
is
really
my fifth. This is my 15-year-old daughter, rising sophomore. Olivia
yep.
Kincaid.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Thank you, honey. How you doing?
I'm okay. I woke up feeling a little better than I did yesterday, but I'm
you
ready
did?
To go to the game. I'm excited for that.
That's going to be fun. Can I ask how your little sister, the four-legged dog, is doing?
She just came into my room and said hello. She didn't want to leave. I think she wanted to be on the call, too. She's downstairs with Mom eating.
Am I stupid with this puppy?
Yes, it's funny.
Okay, how stupid am I? I was worried about the dog while we were away. You guys were fine. She's 5 months old, and we were without her for 9 days. I thought she was going to forget us.
She did not forget us at all. She is doing amazing. She is a dog. She was not mad at you.
I can hear her.
No.
That's not Nikki. Yeah, no, Nikki doesn't bark like that. Yeah.
Nope. But she's just a little dog. She's never mad at you. I think she loves you very, very much.
I think she does too. Yeah, I think she does too. Was it nice to get away for vacation like that? Was it fun to get away from everything?
Yeah, I do enjoy it. I like going. It was a nice trip besides the rain.
Yeah.
But it was fun, and I like to just spend time with you guys, especially you, because I know you really love this vacation, so it's fun to see you enjoy it.
Now, in 4 weeks, we meet up with Mom, with my mom,
yes,
your
my
mom,
favorite.
And we go to Vegas. And Vegas has become like your favorite vacation.
Yes.
But you say you're never going to gamble when you're older.
Yeah, it doesn't, because I want to take all that money and spend it on all my shopping there.
That's all right.
And I'm really excited just to see my grandma and go on a big plane ride and enjoy some time away again.
I can't wait. What's the best fatherly advice you get from me? By the way, do I give you too much? I wonder about that.
You don't give me too much. You only give me advice if I ask. You don't really give me advice you don't offer your opinion on things unless I ask for it, which is
okay.
Nice.
All right, well, what'll be, like, the best advice? Like, someday when you're talking to your kids, what are you going to say your dad taught you?
He taught me two things. The best advice is that how to deal with adversity, and that I need to learn how to deal with adversity, but it doesn't mean you can't feel things in the moment, but you have to work to be better, and instead of freaking out or losing the bigger purpose, don't worry over little things, and take everything in perspective, because that's really helped me in school. But the biggest thing, I think, is also work hard and play hard, because
yes.
That it has helped keep me very balanced, and I think I understand it more as I go through school more, but that's definitely helped.
Work hard, play hard. That's what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to work hard. We got and you have a summer job, so you got to go work. You got to go to work tomorrow, see?
Tomorrow.
And you've been working since before ninth grade. So you got a job early.
2 years now.
There you go. And you're going to save all that money and do all kinds of great things with it, right?
Yep. Some of it's for me, but most of it goes into...
You're awesome.
Most of it goes away.
I love you, sweetie, and thank you for making me a dad. I love you, baby.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you so, so much.
Talk to you later, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.